A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Abby is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Mark. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, Abby, how long has it been since you heard from Mark?
It's been about a week.
About a week. Huh. Okay.
Have you tried to reach out to him multiple times?
I did a few times, but... you know, if someone doesn't respond, like, continuing to message them doesn't normally
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
So I did, like, one, and then I did one more, and then I stopped.
Well, let's hear about your date and how you met him and see if we can't figure out why he's ghosting you.
Yeah, so we met. We actually got set up through Mark's coworker, and Mark's coworker's wife, yoga class, I attend that class. So me and Serena, which is Mark's coworker's wife, we grabbed coffee, and it was kind of like Serena recruited me to go out on a date with Mark. But she and her husband Josh are always on the hunt for a wife for Mark, and Serena thought I would be perfect. So Mark and I met up at a Thai restaurant that has amazing tropical drinks.
Ooh.
And
okay.
We shared food and chatted about our favorite things. And we had so much in common. And the night was so good. We ended up going back to Mark's house for like a little nightcap.
A sip or like a, wow.
What was that?
I was looking for a nicer way to yeah. say it. And the only thing that came out was sound effects.
So yeah,
I'm really sorry.
Was it just a drink or that?
Both.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I was super like attracted to him, and like I could tell that there were like instant sparks between both of us, and it was just like easy and effortless. So yeah, we ended up hooking up, and then afterwards, Mark kept talking about his job and how close he was to a promotion, but I was kind of bored by it, so I pretended to be asleep.
Oh! Okay.
So, I'm thinking, like, maybe he knew I was pretending.
Maybe he knew you were bored by what he was talking about.
That's funny.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry to laugh.
He did like mention that I breathe like differently when I'm in like different sleeping phases. So
you're
I feel like
asleep?
Maybe a little busted. And I mean, I'm really excited and I want to support like his promotion journey and all of that. But I, at the time, was just like wanting to enjoy my post playtime piece, and yeah. That was the nicest way to get him to shut up by pretending I was asleep.
So what do you want to say to him?
Well, I want to explain myself in that, like, it might have seemed rude, but that wasn't, like, I had good intentions. That's, like, it wasn't my plan.
All right, well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and see if you still want another date after we find out the reason, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Abby is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Mark, and it might be because she was bored by him.
Oh, but wow.
We're about to call and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But before we do that, Abby, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
Yeah, we were set up by Mark's coworkers, and we went out to dinner and had drinks and had like a great night. We went back to Mark's place for a nightcap, and we ended up hooking up. And after that, I wanted to go to sleep, but Mark kept talking about his job and his promotion he might be getting. So I just pretended to be asleep, and I think he might have noticed. And that's why he's not talking to me.
All right. Well, man, we'll see if we can figure it out. All right. Are you ready for us to call him?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, may I speak to Mark, please?
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark. What's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Mark. The show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. Why are you guys calling me?
Because you're cool.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to the show at all?
Oh, wow. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wait.
What?
Wait a minute. I think I know where you're going.
What?
Is this where you guys, like, call someone after they went, they met someone...
Yes, it is. It's called the first date follow-up, where you go out on a date with somebody and you ghost them. Yeah. They can ask us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So we got an email about you, Mark.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right.
It's from Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you mind telling us about your date with Abby and why you're not, why you're ghosting her?
I mean, I'm sure she told you about the date, right? It was pretty fun,
I thought,
but I guess I'll just say that, yes, I'm ghosting her. The reason is because she used my razor.
What?
What?
Like, did she tell you we went back to my place after our date?
She did.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. She said she wanted to go, like, freshen up, but I never crossed my mind that she would use my razor, and I don't like sharing any personal items. Like, I don't share my razors, not even my toothbrush, like, not even with, like, the love of my life. I feel it's so gross. And I thought it was so entitled of her to just march into my bathroom and just use my razor. And I know she used it because there's these light little brown hairs in there.
Oh.
And this is so gross to me. So, yeah, I ghosted her. That's the reason.
When was this that she used your razor?
I'd say, like, I guess she used it before we, I don't know what she told you, but...
She said you guys had fun at your place, yeah.
Yeah, we got, like, cozy with each other.
Yeah.
But she must have used that before that, because then I didn't notice it till I used the restroom in the middle of the night, and I noticed it. And also, it wasn't like she put it back where it was. It was, like, fully out. Like, I don't even leave my razor out. It's, like, in a drawer, and, like, she had it out on the sink. The hairs were there.
Oh, ew.
Like, it was gross, and she was just making herself at home. Like, both of those were just a turnoff to me.
Wow.
On the first date.
Trying to hide it.
Well, thanks for telling us. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I probably wouldn't care if somebody used my razor, but also...
I mean, I probably think it was funny, but it might be a little bit interesting.
Mark, Abby is on the phone and has been listening and wants to talk to you.
I forgot about this part. Hi. I guess you just heard it all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I had no idea about, like, the razor. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And I just, like, I wanted to say, like, I'm sorry. I pretended to, like, be asleep. I kind of thought that's why you were not talking to me.
You were pretending to be asleep?
What? Yeah, afterwards when you were talking about your promotion and stuff, I was just kind of zoning out like I normally do after, right after that time. And I just and I thought maybe you knew that I did that and that's why you were mad at me. But like, I'm really sorry about that anyways. And I'm sorry.
No, I actually thought I put you to sleep and I was actually like proud of that.
Well, no, I mean, you did. It was amazing and you did a very good job. So like, have no complaints. And I didn't think, like, the razor would be that big of a deal because, you know, I was doing it for you. I was trying to, you know, look as best as I could. I wasn't trying to just use your razor for no reason.
Well, that's not the only thing you did for me. You know, we're going to stay on the radio.
What?
Well...
Where is this going?
Mark, would you like another date with Abby? We'll pay for it. I mean, can you get past the razor using?
I mean, she was thinking about you.
I'll buy a razor of that. I'll buy it. Yes. I would, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to. And I can promise you this time, like, I won't use your razor. I will stay far away from it.
I'll get you a new one. I mean, you don't need him now.
The,
Well, hair does grow back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when are we having this date? How far in the future are we having this date?
Well, I'll shave before the date. Okay.
All right.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.